Welcome back to Supernatural Scotland, the podcast. I am your host, Mark Smith. Thanks again to my listeners for your continued support, and also welcome to any new listeners out there. We are back for season 2, and I hope you're enjoying it so far. I will continue finding the weirdest and scariest places for you, with spooky stories and bloody histories, so join me for episode 3. Our first location is Drum Castle. The castle includes the oldest intact keep in Scotland within its walls and sits a few miles west of Aberdeen. For centuries, it was occupied by the Irvine clan. Drum means ridge in Gaelic. The property is now owned by the National Trust for Scotland and is open to the public. The original 13th century tower of Drum Castle is believed to be one of the three oldest tower houses in Scotland. A wing was added in the 1600s by the 9th Laird, and further extensions were added during the Victorian era. The castle and grounds were awarded to William de Irwin in 1323 by Robert the Bruce, and was occupied by the Irvines until 1975. William was armour bearer and secretary, as well as neighbour to King Robert the Bruce. In the 1600s, Sir Alexander Irvine of Drum and his wife got themselves into a wee bit of trouble for harbouring the outlaw Gilderoy. Drum Castle also played a role in the Covenanting Rebellion, which led to it being invaded 3 times. In the 1500s and 1600s, there was an old church located on the grounds. I could go on and on about the history of this ancient place, but now, onto the supernatural. Drum Castle claims to have one of the only real ghosts caught on camera. The National Trust for Scotland's wildlife team set up cameras in the stables to film swallows during the summer. When they checked what the camera recorded, they were shocked to see a mysterious, strange mist. The cameras are motion activated, and it would appear the mist is the reason the cameras started to film. You can look for yourselves online. The National Trust has reported sightings of a young boy believed to be Alexander Irvine, who was tragically only 6 when he died in 1865. He has been seen in the grounds roaming about. People have reported hearing his haunting laugh. Haunting footsteps can be heard quite often in the corridors of the castle. And when someone checks to see who is roaming, they find no one. The corridors are deserted. They also report feeling cold when this happens. A lady has also been seen in the castle, and it's believed this could be Anna Forbes Leslie, who was the wife of the 20th Laird Alexander Irvine. A portrait of Anna hangs in the castle, and the ghost has been reported to look exactly like her. Probably the most terrifying story is from the recent years when a woman was pinned against a wall by a shadowy figure which held her there before she was let go. This was seen by 5 other people, and they believe this was the ghost of Anna Forbes. But why did it attack this woman? Perhaps she reminded the ghost of someone from her past who she didn't like very much. Definitely an interesting visit. So if you happen to be near Aberdeen, it is well worth the visit. Just be careful that Anna Forbes does not take a dislike to you. Our second location is Brodick Castle on the Isle of Arran. This is a very old castle dating back to 1510. It is situated 2 miles from the main port of the island and sits at the bottom of Goatfell Mountain. They say almost every room in Brodick Castle is haunted, including a dark shadowy figure wandering the rooms. Whispers from nowhere and ghosts going about. What would have been their daily business when alive? It was previously owned by the Hamilton clan, but is now owned by the National Trust for Scotland, and again you can visit it. The castle also has beautiful grounds to visit. This area has a very long history and had a fortress on its grounds since at least the 5th century. It went through a period of being under Norse rule, and this can be seen in the names of the places on the island. Over the years, there were many battles and invasions which the Norse warriors managed to fight off. It was not until a treaty later that the lands were taken back. Robert the Bruce also spent time on the island while hiding after his loss at the Battle of Methven. And this is where the legendary story comes from, when he encountered a spider in a cave. The castle was badly damaged in the 1400s due to an invading English force. The castle was rebuilt in 1510 as a tower house. The castle again has seen some tough times during the Civil War, which had broken out during the time of Mary Queen of Scots. I could go on further, but as you can tell, there were very many deaths, and it could be said that Brodick Castle is a place of death. Much blood has been spilt on its grounds and nearby in an effort to occupy this castle and the island. The castle's library is haunted by an unknown old man. His story has been lost to time. But you can imagine wandering the ancient library to bump into an old man who turned out to be a ghost. A female spirit haunts the grounds, and it is believed to be a poor girl infected with the plague. She was locked away in the dungeon and died of starvation. Tourists have also reported seeing a phantom white stag in the grounds, and it's believed it warns of death. The castle has a grey lady, and she is thought to be the servant girl from when Cromwell invaded. It is said she had an affair with the captain of the guard. The poor girl became pregnant with his child, and she was kicked out and fired from her job. Her family disowned her because she was expecting, and that was obviously frowned upon in old times. The poor girl had nowhere to turn, and everyone failed her. She drowned herself near Brodick Castle. She haunts the servants' area of the castle. She has been witnessed watching staff who have been cleaning the castle, possibly to make sure they're doing a good job. Others claim she was a woman locked in the dungeons and died of starvation during the Black Plague. Goatfell also has its very own murder mystery from 1889. In 1889, near the foot summit of the mountain, the body of Edwin Robert Rose was discovered under a large boulder, his face and head badly mangled. He had not been seen for 2 weeks before the body was found. When he set off, he was in the company of another hiker. They had decided to hike up Goatfell after sharing a lodging for the night. Many witnesses had seen the men starting the hike. The other man was found days later wearing some of Rose's clothes. There was not enough evidence to convict him of murder, but they decided he was guilty. He escaped the island but was later caught hiding under a bush with a razor in his hands and a wound on his neck. He had planned to commit suicide that night, but was stopped by the police. The possible murderer died 41 years later in prison. As villagers were very superstitious, they buried Edwin's boots on the beach, and they believed this would prevent the ghost from haunting the area. I wonder if it worked, or if poor Edwin still haunts Goat Fell. I'm finishing this episode off with our very own Phantom from the Playhouse in Edinburgh. Edinburgh Playhouse is home to a ghost. Staff claim to have asked the man to leave the playhouse, and he refuses. This phantom has haunted the playhouse for over 60 years. If you are going to haunt somewhere, the playhouse is a great idea, with all the entertainment it provides all year round. When the curtains fall and the lights go off, it is said strange things happen in the playhouse. The phantom has been named Albert. It is believed Albert was an employee of the playhouse and worked in maintenance. Albert sadly died on the job when he was alone working one night. Staff have reported hearing strange noises and spotting a ghostly figure of a man dressed in overalls wandering the building. Albert is a very helpful phantom and has even gave tourists directions before disappearing when they look away. That would be a pretty creepy experience in an old place like the playhouse. Albert was said to love his job and the playhouse, so when he died, he clearly chose to stay. He can be seen time to time, just wandering around the playhouse at night when it's empty, and is mostly seen in an upper balcony, as well as a room on the sixth floor. I will keep a lookout for old Albert next time I see a show in the playhouse. And that is the end of this episode. Thank you again for listening. Just because Halloween is over does not mean we can't enjoy some scares. After all, even at Christmas during Victorian times, they would tell ghost stories. Until next time, goodbye.